Ben here from 92.3 FM. I'm here with Barry Carruthers, and we're at Keswick Conference 2023. How are you today, Barry?
Great, thank you, Ben. Lovely day. Good to be here.
So what role do you play at Keswick?
Okay, I'm the current secretary and MC for the weekend as well. And with the committee, I help coordinate the whole event. So it's a pleasure to be involved.
And how do you think this year's event's going so far?
Well, that's a question that when people ask me that all the time, how's it going? How's it going? And I say, you tell me. So my opinion doesn't count. But look, overall, the encouragement is positive, very positive. It's just a pity with the beautiful weather we didn't have some more people coming and utilising the facility, because it is a special event for Christians for Easter. But no, very good. The speakers are excellent. The messages, the music, the food, the fellowship Christians can have together is just amazing. And it's really good to have it all on one venue that people can come to.
Yeah, so a bit of feedback. I'm really enjoying it as well. I think there's a great positive vibe around, and everyone we talk to has been enjoying it and encouraged. And I see a lot of seats filled. There's a lot more if people are looking for something to do today. So who are our guest speakers this year?
Okay, so two guest speakers, Ben, this year, and one's come from Canada, across the other side of the world. It's a privilege to have Charles Price with us, and people would recognise his name from his online ministries. He is the pastor-at-large of the People's Church in Ontario, Canada. But Charles is over in Australia doing some other ministry, as well as Keswick this year. He's involved in the Cape and Ray Bible School in New South Wales in teaching down there. So it's a pleasure to have Charles back again. And Murray Lean. Now Murray is a retired Baptist pastor, just loves the Word of God and being with people. He was a GP, a physician, for many, many years, and then God called him into a ministry. So he did a support role in both for quite a while. But Murray's working through the book of Philippians and over six sessions, and Charles is looking at God, Jehovah, in the Old Testament.
Yeah, and they've been very solid teaching. So how long does it normally take to put together a Kairos, Keswick conference, Omar?
All year.
All year.
12 months of planning all come together in 4 days over Easter. A lot of people involved, and it's good to have a good committed small community of committee members. Always open to having extras on, because the practical work is the thing that obviously small number of people get drained over the weekend. So just a little practical things in God's ministry, it'd be good to have a few more. But no, we have meetings regularly throughout the year. We're already planning a family camp for October in 2023 at Quinola Lakes. I'll get some advertising out about that in the next few months. And then next year's conference over Easter, we have speakers tentatively booked already. I won't say who they are in case one might change. Just as there's an option of two guys at the moment, just got to make sure that both of them are in Australia ready to go. It's a great ministry. Been going for 62 years. God's blessed it, and the feedback we get every year, apart from faithful Bible teaching, is wonderful Christian fellowship. It's an opportunity for Christians. Although we have people from Brisbane, Rockhampton, Harvey Bay, a lot from Townsville, all over the Tablelands, Cairns area, come together. And most of them only meet over Easter, because we're so busy in our own little Christian world through the year. So it's just a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, I'm always surprised when I come along at where people have come from. I've heard one fella from Western Australia, yes, even, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah. He actually just took time off work to come to this.
Yeah.
So he just flew over for this, and he goes back to work again in WA. He's been a few years in a row. He said, I won't miss it. So that's really exciting and encouraging to the committee to know that, you know, that the ministry is worthwhile to people in their Christian life, and that's what we aim to do.
Yeah, praise God. So if people want to find out what's on this weekend, where can they find that information?
Okay, website, www.qtkc, that's for Queensland Tropics Keswick Convention, .org.au. Information's on the website with the current brochure and poster advertising the session times, the speakers' names. And there's no need to register. There's no entry cost. The doors are open. We invite Christians to come in and enjoy. And love to see you here if you've got nothing else to do. If you're planning anything next Easter, come to Keswick.
Yeah, that's awesome. And one last thing, if people want to get involved on the back end of Keswick, is there options there for prayer and financial support and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, absolutely, Ben. Look, prayer is the biggest thing in any Christian ministry, all right? This is just run by lay people. We do not have any sponsors, so we have no churches or businesses that sponsor us. It's only the offerings that are given on the weekend that has to defray all of our costs. And, of course, as you know, anything in life now is increasing in cost. So you know, we're considerable amount of cost this year, and I don't see that reducing in the coming years. It's just the way life is. So we're trusting God, and He's been faithful. So we're trusting Him this year that He'll do the same thing and provide the needs, because we do need to be honest with our community and pay our debt. So come along and support. But prayer is probably the biggest support. If you're able to be here on the weekend and do any practical ministry, look, contact me through the website. There's a contact us email, which will come into my inbox, and we can have a conversation about that practical service as well.
Hey, thanks very much for coming and talking to us today, Barry. And we'll get this on the radio, and I'm sure there's lots of people that will love to come along. And now they're reminded a bit more, they probably will. So thanks very much again.
No, thank you very much, Ben, for the opportunity. Great to have you guys here as well, promoting the Keszi Convention.
Yeah, praise
God. Excellent. Thank you.